You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Sadness is wrong with me, buddy. An overwhelming sense of sadness. There is a very dear friend of mine who I've talked about on the show for a couple of years. I'm not going to mention who he is because I don't think
they
have...
Can I interrupt you right now?
I don't think they've talked to their employers about what I'm going to talk about.
I just want to say quickly before you, because as soon as you said you have a dear friend, I'm like, oh, thank God. I thought... maybe your mom got mad at you
or something.
And then your mom was like not talking to you or something.
No, we never fight. I did talk to my mom twice yesterday, though. Okay. Everything's hunky-dory. Okay. Everything's great.
Okay, so now back to a friend of yours.
Back to my friend. I will say he is a neighbor in my neighborhood, and he and his wife have really hit it off with me and Nicole the past 2 years. We've had patio nights, just the four of us in our backyard with the fire pit going, drinking wine.
Did you guys have a big fight and falling out?
Events with these people. They are from a faraway land.
Stop it. Did you have a big fight?
I want to travel to the faraway land with these people.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Scott.
I found out today that my very dear buddy, a couple doors down, moving to Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. That's great, though, for them.
You know what? It's a job opportunity. There's better opportunities there for his children. Through various aspects of his job, and I'm not going to lie, when he told me this, it truly felt like I was punched in the stomach. I wanted to cry. I wanted to well up and cry and hold him.
I've heard you talk about this guy a lot.
We just are connected on some sort of level, and I scampered home, and I told Nick Nack, and she did the crying for me. She broke down and started bawling because she loves his wife. So it's a very, very sad time for us, you know. And not to mention you're losing friends because they're moving. The second aspect of it is who the hell is going to move into their house that we're probably going to hate?
Right.
You know, you're instantly going, please vet somebody really well, whoever's going to buy your house.
Hey, I'm going through that. My next door neighbors put up a sign, and the next thing I know, the house is vacant. They're gone.
Oh, geez.
So that house is like... prime, ready for somebody to move in. And we had that same conversation. We're like, who's going to move in? Are they going to be obnoxious? Right. Are they going to be obnoxious people? Loud parties until 2 a.m.
Cars parked everywhere and blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on because, I mean, when you've got a good neighbor, man, you want to hold on tight to them.
Yeah.
You really do. And it's funny, you do. I sat there. I was like, you got to tell me, you know, you got to really interview these people. You got to know who's coming in here. And he's like, dude, whoever's coming with the biggest check is getting the house.
Exactly. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Not at all. But
I've never cared who moved into a house after I left. So.
Oh, no, not at all. As long as it's a...
Except, wait, I take that back,
even better.
No, but I did have that special warm place in my heart for my house in Castle Rock. I've told you a million times. Mm-hmm. That house was my favorite house of all time in Dimension. And I did, when I moved out, I wept at leaving that house, and I worried about the people who were going to move in.
Yeah.
And I actually did get to meet them, and they turned out to be lovely people, so it was all good.
Well,
you know, there's a positive side to your story that you haven't even thought about.
I probably have.
I don't think so.
Can I guess?
Go ahead, guess.
Now I can visit Nashville, Tennessee.
That's one.
Okay.
Yes.
That was discussed because we want to go there.
I've been trying to get you to go to Nashville because it's such a wonderful, fun place to go and party, especially for you with your boots and everything.
I know. Yeah. Okay. There is that. Yes.
So now the cool part about all of this is that now, can't say his name.
No.
This person...
Schmotlin Bob.
From a foreign land.
Uh-huh.
Is now only going to be 4 hours away from me, so I can become friends with him.
There you go. He's a good dude.
So
he's
a really good dude. I drive up to Nashville from time to time. I'll go up and I'll hang out with Spoblin Dob.
With Bob, my friend Bob. Yeah, you would love him.
So now he and I are going to become good friends, and we're going to just sit around and talk about you.
And you forgot the third thing that's a bonus. We'll just circle right back to the beginning of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has already asked, do you know what they're going to be asking for the house?
No, no,
What kind of shape is the house in?
No. You cannot have move 2 doors down.
2 doors down.
No, Jeremy.
I was like, Mom, the house is a dump. It's a mess. You don't want to move in. No,
I'm trying to wean you. Is what I've been trying to do for years.
Man, having a babysitter like 2 doors down? Are you kidding me? Mom and Dad could watch the kids while we fly to Nashville.
This is a whole nother segment.
So is that when are they going? How big is the house? How's the kitchen? How's the backyard? Is it low maintenance?
You would give anything for that to happen. So don't even do this talk.
It's already being thrown out there.
Well, no, I'm sure it's going about to be done. The only thing that your mom's probably upset about is that it's not right next door to you. But you know what? She can still build a tunnel that goes from two doors down to your house. So,
when does showings start?
Well, I'm sorry that you're losing your buddy.
Aw, thanks, man.